One day while driving to pick up my dry cleaning, I got a phone call. It turned out that I was going to need yet another abdominal surgery. As I walked in to pick up my clothes, Kim could tell I was in trouble. She asked me what was wrong, and without thinking, I told her everything. I don't believe I have ever felt so vulnerable. It wasn't in what she said, but in what she didn't say. She simply looked at me, not with the uncomfortable kind of look some people give to protect themselves in such awkward social situations, but with what I can only describe as love. She didn't try to solve my problem or give me advice. I felt neither ashamed nor embarrassed, but safe in that moment to experience my unexpected bad news with a stranger. It turns out that Kim was doing what coach and author Heather Plett describes as holding space, meaning the willingness to walk alongside another person in whatever journey they are on without judging them or making them feel inadvertently inadequate or trying to fix the outcome. While there is much that is beautiful about Baltimore, there is also tremendous suffering. In the past 12 months, there have been 341 murders. Two of the lives lost were Thread students, Dakai and Albert, and there is absolutely nothing I can do to bring them back. All I can do is be present and do my best to hold space for Albert's son, for Dakai's grandmother, and for the Thread volunteers and staff who have become their extended family. The best I can do, the best we all can do, is to follow Kim's example and try to hold space for others. This is Sarah Heminger with Thread.